with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
People consider my work to be strange because it's not the conventional novel that you read, but it's American.
That's writer Ishmael Reed, a big congenial man whose demeanor is quite unlike his novels, which are surreal, satirical, and sometimes with an angry edge. Reed's latest book is called Reckless Eyeballing.
This is a mystery novel in which the clue is given away in the title.
While Reckless Eyeballing gives the illusion of a mystery, it's really about race relations, racial stereotypes, and feminism. Ishmael Reed, who is black, writes of a playwright who, in trying to appease feminists, brings to the stage a play about a black man who was lynched for staring too hard at a woman. Reckless Eyeballing.
As a writer, he uses humor, which is in our tradition. I exaggerate here, of course, where the feminists get together and what they do is they go and exhume a coffin of this victim who's been lynched by a mob and they try him again. Or they try him for reckless eyeballing. They actually bring the corpse to court. And
why not? Sure.
Right. See, sometimes in order to dispel off-the-wall ideas, you know, one uses exaggeration.
Reed includes stretches of dialogue dealing with long-running disagreements between blacks and Jews.
I thought that by bringing these arguments out in the open and presenting, I think, what is a balance, obviously a balanced point of view, it'll bring about some kind of understanding between these groups. I mean, you know, one tries to do a little social work in these books.
All I hear is myself thinking people.
Some of Ishmael Reed's words have been put to music on a record called Conjure with Robert Jason, Taj Mahal, and others, issued by American Clave Records.
Steps in the dark.
Ishmael Reed's seventh novel, Reckless Eyeballing, was published by St. Martin's Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It's hard to get a geographic fix on the writer Ishmael Reed, born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, in 1938.
I've been in California for 20 years, but I still have a sort of style of Southern, and that's maybe Polish Catholic, growing up in Buffalo. First dances I learned to do were the polkas. And then living in New York City for 5 years, which is where I learned how to write.
Ishmael Reed's seventh novel, Reckless Eyeballing, was published by St. Martin's Press. After graduating from the University of Buffalo and working on a local newspaper, Ishmael Reed went to New York in the early 1960s.
Changed my whole ideas about everything. I mean, there were writers here. I went to a place called Chumley's on Bedford where they had book covers on the wall. I said, I'd never seen so much writing as I saw in Manhattan. I said, this is a, you know, when you're young and dumb, you know, I said, this is a town I want to live in. I want to come down here and be a writer, you know.
Reed joined a group of writers that became known as the Umbra Poets.
We're living on the Lower East Side and writing, and we had a workshop called Umbra. We published a magazine called Umbra. A number of good writers, but people from New Orleans were there, and people from Jamaica, you know, all over the country.
But it was in California that Ishmael Reed wrote his first book, The Freelance Pallbearers, which started out as a naturalistic narrative about corruption in Newark, New Jersey, but which became more and more surreal, much like his later books.
What I try to do is bring different styles together. Now, this is Afro-American culture coming out of the Tolsts and the Dozens and the Tall Tales, but at the same time I use Western literary techniques, so it's what you might call a polyethnic approach.
Ishmael Reed manages to savage just about everyone in his latest novel, Reckless Eyeballing, which has a lot to say about Reed's own ideas on racial and sexual stereotypes. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
It's a good way to live.
The words of Ishmael Reed, poet, novelist, essayist.
And a good way to die.
Set to music by the likes of Taj Mahal, Alan Toussaint, Lester Boy, and others.
From a Frankenheimer video.
On a record called Conjure.
Shaken by his bad press, the wolf presses north, leaving caribou to the fox. Raven the snow player gets his. Four buzzards with bright red collars move in to dine near the bottom of a long scavenger line.
Ishmael Reed is an Afro-American who takes to jazz as easily as he does to words.
Our tradition of music and writing are very closely related because we grew up in a culture where, you know, you listen to blues, and even in academia recently, we're getting around to the point of view that blues is literature. When you go abroad, it's the most popular verse export in the United States, the blues. You hear cafes in Germany and France and all over the place. Finland, they love the blues. I played some of this album in Finland at the big auditorium there outside of Helsinki, and people were tapping their feet.
Conjure, music from the text of Ishmael Reed, is on an American Clave record.
I am inside of history. It's hungrier than I thought.
Ishmael Reed's latest novel is called Reckless Eyeballing. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.